Still no snow, though, so, you know, because that's normal. And, yeah, but 2 degrees and rainy. It's, I've said it before, I'll say it again. My least favorite weather is 2 degrees. It literally is. The only way this could be worse is if it was really raining hard and it was windy.
Yeah.
You know what they say about windy? Stormy eyes.
Yes.
Yeah, it's so windy. What a lame song. I think it's funny because I was looking up one day what the number one songs were on everybody's birthday. Like for mine, it was the Yardbirds' For Your Love, which is, you know, literally a great song.
Yes.
And Mum's was, you know, from 1946. So it was some kind of swing song, but it was okay, you know. Dan was windy. It was like,
oh no.
It's like the guy who makes his living off music.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Anyway. Yeah, so, another week. Back, yeah, you probably noticed we're back doing Saturday. Will be for the foreseeable little while. I have a lot of things on Fridays all of a sudden.
Yeah, and I was keeping my Saturdays open for a friend, but didn't like to teach art to her kids, but she didn't reply or anything, so there's no reason now to keep the Saturdays free.
What I like about Friday is there's fewer people, but we're going earlier on Saturday, so it should probably be fine. And it's not like, it's not bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like this is the Saturday before Canada Day or something.
Yeah.
Or somehow even worse, the 24th of May weekend when people are like, May 24. I have to buy more chips. I don't know.
Yes.
Better load up on potatoes. So, yes, and I've been really, it's that time of year. So I've marked, let's see, 106 tests this week. Now, 21 of those were statistics tests. They're easy to mark. They're fast. You just go through them. There's right and wrong answers. That's easy. Still, it's a lot of work. And there's other stuff going on too. So it's just, and my honors thesis students are finishing up next Friday, for example. They have poster presentations of their experiments. So I have to go to that Friday. I mean, I want to go to it too, I should say.
I have to.
So it's a busy time of year, the end of term. We're into the home stretch now, 5 weeks left, 4 weeks left, and it's a very busy time. Oh, I love getting this light when I'm on my bike. It's one of my favorites to get, hardly ever do. Oh boy. So yeah, that's you know, what's been going on. It's been, like I said, really busy. I felt every day like I had something all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Like there was no, I mean, there were 20 minutes, half hour, an hour break kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I was on the go the whole time.
True.
So it's
lots of marking.
Lots of marking. You know, I stayed home 2 days this week. Well, was it two? Yeah. But I mean, most of that was, I was at home with a pile of papers in front of me marking. So.
Yeah.
And I can do more of that at home than I can at work, because at work, people come and talk to me.
That's so true.
Whereas you guys know, oh, Dave's marking, because I can hear the yelling, the screaming, and I can see the smoke coming from the room, and I think Satan just arrived, so I can hear him yelling, you fucking idiot, did you ever come to fucking class? So Dave's probably marking, so let's leave him alone. I don't get quite as mad anymore, I just get, like, it's frustrated. I'm not mad. I used to get mad at people for doing poorly. Like, I really did. I stopped taking it personally quite a while ago. I take cheating personally, actually. But yeah. I don't take people doing poorly personally.
Oh, yeah.
No, I used to. I used to think I failed this person.
Right.
Like,
right.
I screwed up.
No, I know.
And then I thought to myself, you can't be...
I know that feeling.
Rod Beck, you can teach. You're one of the better ones. But you can't be so good that you can teach people who can't learn or don't want to learn, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So I stopped thinking that way maybe 15 years ago, feeling like I'd screwed up somehow, but it's still, it's just because we've grown so quickly, I've got these huge classes and I don't have any marking support. I was offered it, I can't use it because the kind of marking, the kind of assignments I do aren't amenable to giving to an undergraduate to mark. So yeah, and I know you know the feeling because you've taught too. I mean, it's once you realize, it's very liberating to realize, oh, that wasn't my fault because I didn't write the test. You know, I didn't choose to use a cheating site. So anyway, that's me. That's me. It's been not so bad this week. Had a good meeting yesterday that I can't talk about. But, yes. but it was a really good meeting. Yeah. And
awesome.
Yeah, it was a decent work week. It was a decent work week. I don't think once did I have to scream at anybody, which was a class, so it was good.
You are not going to CO3 this year.
No, I'm not. I can't. I don't, because I have so many students, I have so much marketing to do, I can't go away for 5 days.
Yeah.
I just can't. It's my first one I've missed since, in 10 years, 11 years. This is my first one I've missed since 2013.
Since the ones that were missed because of the pandemic.
Oh, yeah, but we still had the conference.
Yeah, that's true.
2020 we canceled, but 2021 and 2022, we did online.
That's correct.
And they were fun. Like, I actually really enjoyed it. I would sit there at my podcasting rig and watch talks. And then at night, we'd have, like, hey, we're all, like, we'd make up virtual versions of places that we would go to.
Yeah.
So, like, one night, one person hosted, like, a basic, like, Zoom party, which, as lame as it sounds, when you haven't seen people in a year, it's like, hey, it's you guys. You hang out, and you go into breakout rooms to talk. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Get drunk, you know, just like you. And the only difference is you don't have to go back to a shitty hotel room. You go back to your bed.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I haven't missed in a long time. So, hello to anybody who's going. I think Chris Sturdy listens. So, hi, Chris. And others have told me they have too. But,
well,
yeah.
I have some bad news. I didn't get the Ontario Trillium Foundation grant I applied for.
Okay.
For a symposium and a touring exhibition we were going to do at the museum. But I hear that only one applicant.
Oh, really?
Out of Sault Ste. Marie got one.
Oh, okay.
Out of that.
Well, they had obviously
fund,
a pretty small pool.
And only six in our region, which is from Manitoulin Island to basically like Wawa.
Okay.
Kind of thing. So that includes Sudbury as well. So.
Oh, yeah, that's
probably
pretty big.
Sudbury got two and Manitoulin got one. And like they spread them around this huge region.
Yeah.
Basically, I had no chance, you know.
Definitely have no chance if you don't try, though. So,
no,
you know,
that's for sure. But I was hoping that with this money, I would be able to fund a few exhibitions, extra exhibitions in the fall at Galerie Saint-Cloud.
Yep.
I'll have to think of another way of doing that. So,
sell one painting, $28,000.
I have to get back to the drawing board and think about my options.
Right. Yeah, literally and figuratively, eh?
Yes, exactly.
But you know, you're pretty good at that, so you'll figure it out. You're amazing.
Trying to balance things.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go buy food.
Yep.
Get your phone there, I guess I have to text you.
Yep, okay. I'm gonna go to my studio.
Okay. Just let me grab that. Sugar. See you in a bit.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really shitty out. Misty, cold, it's bad. Carrying my bags, which I have neatly folded, because I promised the cashier a few weeks ago that I always have neatly folded bags. I'm nothing if I'm mad at my word. So. All right.
bother crying, don't bother crawling, it's all over now, no use in stalling. The love I once felt, I don't feel anymore for you. This time I'll even open the door for you. You walked out when I was down, when now explaining, I've already decided that living with you, it's worse than without you. I won't spend a lifetime all worrying about you. All things got rough and you disappeared. Now I'm back on my feet, but look, look who's standing there. Child, that first day I saw you, you really got to me. I thought I could change you, what good did it do me? All things got rough and you wouldn't wait. Now you're tripping back, but babe, babe, it's too late.
So yeah, the
I can take him.
No,
later.
No, don't. No,
he can buy it himself.
Please don't. I'm trying to rein in his money spending a bit.
Oh yes.
Yes. Anyway, yeah, the what's his name? The cashier. This cashier who I hadn't seen in a while because we'd be going on Fridays. She said, "Oh, your bags are. You don't have as many bags today." See, they always comment on your bags if they know you. She said, "Where's your big dollar store bag that I put all the chips in?" She actually said that. I said, "Well, they're not buying as many chips lately. And I don't know where that bag is." I think that one's at home. She's a student at Sioux College.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so. Talk to her a bit. I would imagine she knows John, because everyone between the ages of, 18 and 30 in town knows John. So he probably does know this young woman. No, it was good. It wasn't bad at all. It was really good. It was like it would be on Friday, because we went at 9:30 instead of 10. Like, it makes a huge difference. It's going to get busy. It's going to start getting busy in about 20 minutes in there.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, so it was good.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, I'm glad.
It wasn't bad at all.
Good.
I got you more fake chicken patties. Fake chicken burgers, so you'll like those. So. It wasn't expensive either. Some of that plant-based stuff is coming down in price.
Yes.
And the quality is getting better. Like, I think, I find, like, the chicken nuggets you had tasted just like chicken nuggets to me. That was the closest thing I've had to something that just tasted like meat.
Yeah.
Like, with the burgers, I can still taste and go, this is really good, but it's not beef. Whereas, but I can see what you're going for, and you got certain things right. Unlike, you know, people used to say, oh no, if you just mix black beans and corn and enough blah, blah, blah together, and then you cover it in so many condiments you can't even taste it, you can pretend you're eating a hamburger. But now it's actually a taste, you know.
Yeah.
But the chicken nuggets that I've had there and all that and the strips, they're good. I bet I could taste it side by side, but I don't eat a lot of chicken nuggets. Maybe that's what it is. You know, I don't do fast food ever. Unless we're on the road traveling somewhere, I don't eat fast food. It just doesn't occur to me. Because I can't. Like, if I want at lunch, if I thought to myself, ooh, I want to go to Harvey's, I can't just go. I can't just hop in my car. Harvey's, I guess I could probably walk to Harvey's. It seems like kind of silly. So yeah, I don't eat much fast food. So that maybe that's why I don't know that the nuggets tasted really real to me. But I think they're closer to the fake beef. The fake chicken's closer to being chicken than the fake beef is to beef.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, for me, they're all good.
Oh, it's all good,
like,
stuff.
So
now.
Far, I've liked everything. Sometimes I don't do the cooking properly on the cauliflower patties. Like, they can be a little bit soggy if I don't.
You gotta
leave them long enough.
You have to read the instructions.
So they're
yeah.
crispy.
Yeah.
They're only crispy on one side, and then the other side is soggy, kind of thing.
The instructions probably say flip halfway through. I mean,
yes.
You actually do have to, because you get so used to cooking other products, anything that's a substitute, yeah, it might be cooked differently, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with those Impossible burgers, like, or Beyond, or whatever the hell it is we have, because I can't turn the heat up that high, or they get just become a crust on the outside and they're raw in the middle.
Yeah, yeah,
they're no
yeah,
good,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, but, no, it's been good, like,
good.
I've adjusted pretty well. I do have craving for chips, like,
right.
I stopped myself the other day from going to the store and grabbing a chip.
Yes, because I've always been eating more healthily.
I was going to feel so bad after. I knew it. I knew I'd
yeah.
feel bad after.
Yeah.
And just kind of disappointed in me. So
right.
I didn't even
And
want
you know what
it.
The best way to get over being mad at yourself and disappointed at yourself is? Chips. It would be, I think,
like,
an exacerbating,
it wouldn't even be
self-fulfilling.
A good experience because I just feel bad having
yeah.
them,
yeah.
you know?
Well, you know, the problem
so.
Is, yeah, yeah. But you're doing great, and that's awesome.
Yeah, well, we'll see with my next blood work.
Sure.
How I'm doing.
But I mean,
I think so.
Vegetarian at least two nights a week, you and I.
So good.
We don't eat meat.
Yeah.
A lot of pasta. Which is, I mean, I'm perfectly happy eating pasta. I rice and noodles, pretty much. I could live pretty much on rice and noodle dishes, so I'm pretty happy. That's
yeah.
fine by me.
I'm okay with, like, one Asian noodle meal
yeah.
a week sort
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah.
The fish, the addition of fish is definitely a wonderful change.
I wasn't impressed with the mahi-mahi. I just want to say it right now. I was not impressed with that mahi.
I think it was okay.
Yeah, it was exactly. It was okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so far,
the tuna's
the
good.
Fish can be, like, sometimes can be a little bit dry kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because it's frozen fish.
Well, everything's frozen, right? Everything,
it's
all
like
fish
chewy and watery at the same time.
No, exactly. And yeah. I mean, that's. If I cook it, and I usually sous vide it because it's delicate stuff, fish typically. I think the black cod's good.
Yes.
That's what's good. The tuna's great. Tuna's amazing.
Yes. Yes, always.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
And you pair it with, like, really good side dishes.
Thank you.
It's wonderful.
Thank you. I got some game.
Yeah, you
got some game
definitely
in the old kitchen.
Do, of course. I'm a lucky gal.
That's right. You should probably maybe show your appreciation a little more by being a little nicer to me. Instead of being so mean. She's very mean to me. Maybe that's the title. Isabella's very mean to me.
Oh, yeah, the title. The title. fish galore.
That's ridiculous. Fish galore?
Allure? Zoot allure fish? Fish?
Oh my god.
Something's fishy?
Okay, fine. I don't have any fish music to play at the end. Something fishy this way comes. Ah, yes. Anyway.
Well, I went to the studio while you were at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. I was picking up an extra projector for my friend Kai, who was making a film about their pinhole photography.
Oh, cool.
And some paper as well for labels. And so I'm going to Ernie's for lunch this afternoon with my friend Maria.
Yep.
And Ernie's, if you've never been to it, it's a wonderful restaurant on Queen Street. It used to be a Greasy Spoon.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Bear.
Local hangout where people would go. Exactly. It's the Bear.
Yeah. Because a chef took it over and he's slowly changing the menu into chef-y things. It's kind of cool.
Exactly. And they're related to my friend Brittany, who's an artist.
Oh, okay.
And it's always like fun to discover the menu and...
Had a very
they
good
use
burger.
Local ingredients a lot, and their plates are like vintage plates. It's really fun.
Yeah, it's cool because they kept the old place is still called Ernie's Coffee Shop, which is an old name obviously, and they kept all the decor. And I bet at first that was done, you know, because it just makes more sense because it saves money. But now it's kind of just kind of what the place is.
Yeah.
And, last time we were there, we were even hearing them yelling stuff in the kitchen, right? Like, behind, heard, hands, all that stuff you heard on the Bear.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's how kitchens work, so.
We had oysters.
Yeah, oysters that time.
I had fish.
Yeah, and I had
a
burger. I had a really good burger.
Whitefish, locally fished.
Okay.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
And,
so you're gonna
vegetables
go there.
Are so good.
Right.
Like, they do vegetables perfectly. And so, I love it when a restaurant is almost like eating at home, you know? And it's not too fancy.
Well, that's...
Like, that's the other...
See, most people don't like that because most people don't have me cooking
to
compare it.
The prices are also okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's bistro style.
Yeah, it's a cool place.
Like, the whole thing is a good balance of value and... quality.
Yeah.
You know?
So you're going for lunch. That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And after that, I'm going to the open drop-in session for Reverb and Rewind, this project that I helped develop at the museum, which uses the equipment in the media room and the local artifacts of the museum to create new work.
Never need.
So it's Katie Huxon leads it. Katie used to be the digital creator lab at the library, public library, and she's an amazing media artist and wonderful community builder and professor. So it's really gentle, kind, safe space for creators to go and try new things, and yeah, so I love that. I love that aspect of it.
Cool. Yeah. Excellent. Sounds like you've got an afternoon there, and I have to make a video explaining how you're supposed to have done test two.
Oh yes.
And post that to my.
Wonderful.
And yeah. And then I think I might just not do very much for a change because I might be able to not do very much. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you need resting. Just vegging a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will see you next week, and we will talk about other things as well.
Yes.
As stuff.
To kill. Come